Practice Skills Part C, Talk 1.
Listen to a talk given by a university advisor to a group of students.
Now I would like to explain to you about some special grades, satisfactory and unsatisfactory grades. You understand that the basic grading system at this university is the standard letter grading system of A, B, C, D, or F. And most of the courses that you take during your graduate program will use this standard system of grading. However, certain of the courses may be taken on a satisfactory, unsatisfactory basis. This means that you do not get a standard grade of A, B, C, D, or F in the course. Instead, you will receive either an S for satisfactory or a U for unsatisfactory. Only two of your elective courses may be taken on a satisfactory, unsatisfactory basis during your graduate program. The remaining elective courses and all required courses must be taken for a regular grade.
Number 1.
What is the topic of this talk?
Number 2.
What is true about a student who receives a grade of U?
Number 3.
How many courses may be taken on a satisfactory, unsatisfactory basis?
Number 4.
Which courses may be taken on a satisfactory, unsatisfactory basis?
Practice Skills Part C, Talk 2.
Questions 1 through 4. Listen as a student advisor talks to a group of new college students. The talk is on how to be good students.
All of you are just beginning your college studies. Today, I'd like to talk with you about college lectures. It's important for you to get the most out of your college lectures, and I have some suggestions for you. First of all, what should you do before you attend a lecture? Before you go to a lecture, you should read the material related to the lecture. If a lecture is about a certain chapter in your textbook, then you should read that chapter before you go to the lecture. Next, what should you do during the lecture? On the day of the lecture, you should arrive at the lecture hall early so that you're ready when the lecture starts. As you listen to the lecture, think about the main points. Don't try to write down every word the lecturer says. Make sure that you write the main points. Finally, what should you do after the lecture? After you've listened to the lecture and taken notes on the lecture, it's important for you to review your notes soon after the lecture. You should read over the notes, check them, and organize them if you need to. You can also compare the notes with the information from the textbook. You may want to think about these suggestions. If you follow them, you can be a good student in your lecture classes.
Number 1. What is the advisor talking about? Number 2. What does the advisor recommend doing before a lecture? Number 3. What does the advisor recommend doing during a lecture? Number 4. What is not recommended after a lecture?